Avery Preston accepted a highball filled with two fingers of scotch from the post-grad playing bartender, turned around, and propped her elbows against the spot she claimed at Calhoun's bar. Warmth coursed through her as she surveyed her handiwork. It wasn't every day she officiated a wedding ceremony in a tavern, and she thought she'd pulled the task off with aplomb. One of her best friends, Kate Snyder, had gotten herself hitched to Danny McMillan a few weeks before at the courthouse. Tonight's ceremony was an opportunity for their friends and family to celebrate their union. Holding the wedding-slash-reception in the off-campus bar most of the Wolcott University students and faculty frequented seemed like the logical choice. Avery took a sip of her drink and hummed with satisfaction. She gave good wedding for a woman who didn't envision herself ever falling into the same snare. Avery licked the smoky liquid from her lips and set the glass back on the bar beside her. Her elbows slid apart with the movement, but she didn't apologize when she made contact with the men on either side of her. If her femme spreading offended them, they'd have to deal. Men had been taking up too much room for centuries. She was taking a bit of her own back. Across the room, her friend Millie Jensen stood in front of a bank of muted television screens, her lipstick-slicked mouth pulled into a thin, taut line. Her worried expression didn't jibe with the jovial post-nuptial atmosphere. Pushing away from the bar, Avery ceded the territory she'd commandeered to the man on her right with a saucy wink. "Enjoy," she called sweetly as she sashayed away. Avery believed the long gown she'd unearthed from her great-aunt's collection of vintage clothing had been an inspired choice. No doubt Millie would disagree. Making her way through the crowd of revelers, she delighted in the swoosh of the silk against her legs. Sashaying was much more satisfying when one was wearing a caftan, she decided, while swishing her way across the room. The Universal Church of Life should be proud to have such a splendid officiant. Though they were best friends, Millie liked to mock Avery's wardrobe choices. As the university's public relations guru, Millie was all about appearances. Avery drew to a stop at Millie's elbow and waited to be noticed, but her friends stood staring at the televisions, transfixed. Curious, Avery checked out the scene on the screen. It was the same as it had been for the last hour or so. The NBA draft. Not programming that rated high on her personal scale of things to watch, but tonight's crowd was overloaded with sporty types, and as the athletic department's mouthpiece, Millie had a vested interest in keeping on top of what was happening in the sporting news. Avery wasn't one to be ignored for long, though. Jostling her friend's elbow, she asked, "How many jocks does it take to screw in a light bulb?" Millie didn't tear her eyes from the screen. The question should be, how many perky blonde coaches' wives does it take to screw over a program? Avery shot her friend a puzzled glance, then shifted her attention back to the television screen. All she saw was another beaming young man wearing a baseball cap and holding up a jersey. "I'm afraid you're going to have to explain, oh cryptic one." At last, Millie spared her a sidelong glance. "Well, Mrs. Roper, a few minutes ago, Wolcott University's star basketball player was chosen as a first-round draft pick for the National Basketball Association." She fixed Avery with a pointed glare. "This is usually a good thing." She enunciated each word so carefully it was all Avery could do to repress a snicker. Millie excelled at condescension. "Oh, wow. Golly, really?" The grim expression overtook Millie's face again as she craned her neck. She mumbled the headlines scrolling along the bottom of the screen. "Nothing yet," she murmured almost to herself. "What are you waiting for?" Avery asked, suddenly finding new interest in the proceedings on the screen. "You said usually in a way that would imply this drafting thing wasn't good. Dante Harris, the aforementioned Wolcott University first-round draft pick, had two people seated by his side. One was his mother." She paused for dramatic effect. "The other was Marie Ransom."